Saints of God, what is our assurance as Christians? Our assurance as Christians is that nothing, not even death, shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You may be seated. Let us pray. O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of those we love who have died, whom you have granted an entrance into the land of light and joy and the fellowship of saints, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. All that believe in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many small cabins, many mansions, many rooms, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. All saints, what do we mean by heaven and hell? Heaven is kingdom life here and hereafter in our enjoyment of God. Hell is darkness in rejection of God and adoration of self. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavements gray, writes William Butler Yeats from the roads of London that to him were the streets of hell, I hear it in the deep heart's core as he dreams longingly, I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. In C.S. Lewis' book, The Great Divorce, ghosts whose center was self and life, and now is self and death, endlessly wander the gray overcast desolation of hell in drizzling chill rain, bitterly alone, or among other selfish bickering ghosts. But those in hell, those in heaven, not only those who were saints in life, but most especially sinners who are repentant, forgiven, and redeemed, move farther up and farther in as they increase in knowledge and love of God. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Death is the central pain of time, and we would not mind the passing of time, except that it brings us and our loved ones ever closer and closer to those farewells. All saints, why do we pray for the dead? We pray for them because we still hold them in our love and in our hearts, and because we trust that in God's presence, those who have chosen to serve him will grow in his love until they see him just as he is. What do we mean by the resurrection of the body? We mean that God will raise us from death in the fullness of our being, that we may live with Christ in the communion of saints. What is the communion of saints? The communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. All saints, what is our assurance as Christians? Our assurance as Christians is that nothing, not even death, shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Observing All Saints Day this morning, we remember friends and loved ones who have gone on before, and naming in our prayers those who died in the past year. In faith, we pray God to love them and hold them forever, as the church teaches that new life awaits us at death. You may remember, you've been listening Sunday mornings this Pentecost season, we've been reading bits from 1 Thessalonians, which was Paul's first letter, which, though it's not in today's lectionary, is most relevant to All Saints Day, as I'll show you. Paul, an apocalypticist who believed that the end time was at hand, taught that Jesus' return, the second coming of Christ, was imminent, that in Paul's very lifetime, Jesus would return and would establish the new kingdom of God here on earth, ruled by Jesus as God's regent forever. Believing, as Paul did, that the only ones who could be saved were those whose faith was in the one true, loving, creating God of Israel, Paul sought to convert non-Jews to the Jewish faith of Christ crucified and risen. Paul's ministry, in fact, was to bring us pagan Christians, the Gentiles, under the umbrella of Jesus' own faith, so that at the second coming, we, together with God's chosen people, the Jews, would be saved into God's new kingdom on earth. And not only the faithful still living, but Paul assures in 1 Thessalonians that those whose loved ones have died, that when Jesus returns, he will bring the faithful dead along with him, and that both living and dead will gather in the clouds to meet Jesus. That's a major central teaching of 1 Thessalonians. Paul's theology of Gentiles saved into the faith of Jesus Christ is actually where we are this morning. All Saints Day, remembering and celebrating those we love who have died and gone on before, as indeed in time shall we all also. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We Episcopalians know a Latin phrase, lex orandi, lex credendi, that means literally the law of praying is the law of believing. And it means that to know and experience what we Anglican Christians believe, you need to come worship with us, because our theology is found in our liturgy and what we do and say and sing and pray when we gather for worship. And just so our liturgy of Holy Communion, Holy Eucharist this morning, is a theological occasion, as is a funeral, our liturgy for the burial of the dead, a theological occasion when we claim God's promises through Jesus Christ. Now, not entirely like Paul, Jesus spoke of what scholars call a realized eschatology, that the kingdom of God is at hand, that you step into God's kingdom here and now and forever through love, a life of loving kindness. Though somewhat like Paul, Jesus speaks of the Son of Man, perhaps himself or perhaps the cosmic figure in Daniel 7, speaks of the Son of Man coming in the glory of his Father with the holy angels as a near future event. He says, some here will not taste death before they see, perceive, realize, understand that the kingdom of God has come with power. So preaching to Jews as Jesus was his mission, Jesus was followed by St. Paul preaching to Gentiles, and for both of them, their teaching was of kingdom immediacy. Well, the second kingdom, the second coming, was delayed and delayed and delayed, and the New Testament and Paul's later writings and the Gospels and writings such as Revelation and church teaching moves over the years from anxious immediacy of the end to patient waiting for the end, to resignation and realization that God is not on a human calendar and that Jesus will tarry. For Paul and for Jesus, who, as you will recall, said he is not omniscient like the Father, for them, the first century, 2,000 years ago, was not an age of Hubble telescope and astronomy, exploration, discovery, and vast knowledge as we think we have of interstellar space. Scientific knowledge of the universe that we have today puts Earth's end, not imminent, but some 7 billion years away, when our sun becomes a red giant star and it expands across and incinerates the solar system. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, but we in the communion of saints this morning hold that mystery of faith more distant than did the ancients. We preach that Jesus' way of the cross, a life of love and sacrifice, we preach that that is realized eschatology, the kingdom of God now and forever. And most Christians today embrace the church's faith claim not of resurrection to judgment at the end of the earth, but that at death we pass immediately into blessed new life with God. Mindful then that we are Christians not of certitude but of faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is confidence in what we hope for, assurance of what we do not see. I ask you to listen to what in faith we believe God does for us. And these are assurances from our burial office. Listen. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend ourselves and those we love. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech thee, sheep of thine own fold, lambs of thine own flock, sinners of thine own redeeming. Receive us into the arms of thy mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that we may have strength to meet the days ahead and the comfort of a reasonable and holy hope and the joyful expectation of eternal life with those we love. You will remember as they hung on crosses together that day, Jesus said to the repentant thief, "This day you will be with me in paradise. This day." And so at the bedside, a friend or loved one or stranger, when I'm there at the hour of death, my prayer with them is this. Depart, O Christian, God the Father who created you, in the name of God the Son who redeemed you, in the name of God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you. May your resting place be this day in the paradise of God. May your company be God's saints and holy angels and those who waiting whom you loved and who loved you in this life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and throughout the ages of ages. All saints, what is our assurance as Christians? Our assurance as Christians is that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus, our Lord.